Many idle animators were assigned to Roy's Fantasia project, which was now called Fantasia 2000, aiming for a release date to celebrate the new millennium. Progress on the film had been painstakingly slow, as Roy and his creative team sifted through the various archives of classical music. According to Eisner, some years earlier, he met backstage with Leonard Bernstein after a performance of the New York Philharmonic. Smoking a cigarette and draped in a cape, the maestro looked frail to Eisner, but he was enthusiastic, especially when Eisner suggested a segment using music from the Beatles. But Bernstein died in 1990. In his place, Roy recruited James Levine, the Metropolitan Opera's principal conductor and music director, as the film's music advisor. Although Roy had spurned Eisner's Beatles idea as inappropriate for a film featuring classical music, Eisner kept close tabs on the film's progress, and after a trip to his son Eric's high school graduation, insisted that Edward Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance be one of the compositions featured in a segment. "Everyone can relate to Pomp and Circumstance," he said at a meeting with Roy and the animators, noting that he'd just heard it at his son's graduation. Roy said nothing, but everyone could tell from the strained look on his face that he didn't like the idea. Eisner proceeded to outline a plot for the segment. All the classic Disney heroes and heroines, Cinderella and Prince Charming, Ariel and Eric, march in a wedding procession carrying their future babies, which they would present in a ceremony. There was dead silence in the room. "Okay," Roy finally said, with notably little enthusiasm. When Eisner left, the animators were in an uproar. Pomp and Circumstance might have been classic graduation music, but the animators and many critics deemed it mediocre even by Elgar standards. Roy hated the idea. The mass wedding procession seemed like something out of a Korean religious cult. And showing the hallowed Disney characters as married with babies implied they had engaged in sex. The very thought was unsettling. Still, Roy reluctantly concluded they would have to try to implement Eisner's idea. Several animators were assigned the task and came up with a mythological Greco-Roman setting for the ceremony, with classic architecture and gardens. Various characters paraded by, carrying babies or pushing them in perambulators and strollers. When they unveiled the segment to Roy and the other animators, there was stunned silence. "This is an appalling abuse of the characters," one animator said. "It's terrible." The animators flatly refused to continue work on the segment. Roy and Schumacher finally conveyed the news to Eisner, who reluctantly gave up the idea of the babies. "I don't care what you do with it, but you have to use Pomp and Circumstance," he finally said. Roy concluded it was the price he'd have to pay to get the film made. Just as the original Fantasia had been a commercial fiasco, Eisner knew that a sequel featuring short episodes of traditional animation set to classical music would never be another Lion King or Beauty and the Beast. The success of animation had spilled over into so many other Disney businesses. The theme parks, and especially the Disney stores, needed new hit characters, and they weren't getting them. The only bright spot was Pixar, which had created Buzz Lightyear and Woody in Toy Story. But Pixar's success